North Korea today handed over to Chinese officials a long-awaited accounting of its nuclear activities. It's a step by the isolated communist nation toward giving up its nuclear program, and it brought a quick reply from the Bush administration. In a statement early this morning, the White House press secretary welcomed the declaration. It said the United States will remove North Korea from a list of countries which sponsor terrorism and lift sanctions within 45 days. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is following this story, and he joins us now from Beijing. And Anthony, what is in the declaration, or at least what do you know is in the declaration?
Well, we haven't seen the text of the declaration, Renee, so we can't say exactly what's in it. And there was quite a bit of confusion this afternoon as journalists waited for the North Korean ambassador in China to bring the thing in. The Chinese media have just confirmed that the thing was, in fact, delivered. But we don't know what it said. Basically, the Chinese issued a statement saying that the North Koreans would fulfill their pledge to submit this declaration and that the U.S. would take reciprocal steps to lift sanctions. And it basically spells out some of the steps ahead. But we don't know the crucial details of what is in the declaration.
Is it likely to be, and I'm using a terminology the administration uses, correct and complete?
Well, this is the crucial matter, of course, and there's been a lot of concern that in the haste to get a deal, the political expediency of getting a deal, several issues will be left out of it. For example, the issue of how many bombs, how many nuclear warheads the North Koreans have will not be in the declaration, whether or not they've produced a large amount of enriched uranium. What they've done about proliferation. There are concerns about them proliferating nuclear technology to Syria. There are concerns that all these things may be kicked down the road to a later date, and then in that case, it would not be the correct and complete declaration that the U.S. has sought.
Although these moves announced this morning by the Bush administration, taking North Korea off the terrorism list and lifting some trade sanctions, they seem like rather a big deal.
Well, they're certainly a big deal for North Korea. They're the keystones to its plan to normalize relations with the U.S. That's what has to happen first. Of course, Congress still has to pass off on this, to sign off on this. But these would lead to a normalization of relations. And if you believe that the North Koreans do indeed want to give up their nukes, this is something they have to go through. But this does not tell us, their final intentions, whether or not they plan to give up their nukes because of the details of this deal. So we'll see.
Well, this is described as an action-for-action process. Just briefly, what happens next?
Well, tomorrow, what people are going to be looking for is for the North Koreans to destroy the cooling tower at their main nuclear processing plant at Yongbyon. And that will just mean that they're not going to be producing any more nuclear weapons. And after that, we'll see movement on the U.S. sanctions, and then they will move on to the third and final phase of this denuclearizing process, where the North Koreans abandon all their nuclear programs. They get financial aid in return, and the six-party talks should reconvene soon to discuss the way forward.
Anthony, thank you.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Beijing, where today North Korea produced a declaration on its nuclear weapons program.